sermon by Ted Turner from a few years ago.
You know, sometimes we really wonder if God hears our prayers. And the only way you're going to find out is to keep praying them. You know, have you ever, like, sent a letter to somebody and you say, I wonder if they ever read my letters? Why should I bother writing them? I don't know if they read them. But you know what? You're not going to find out if you don't just keep writing those letters to those people. And finally, you know, when you say the right thing to those people, they're going to say, I need to write him back a letter. I need to do something for him. And I think God's like that too. We need to keep sending our request up to him and asking God to help us. And keep sending our prayers up, like it said in St. Luke 18. And also, we need to realize that once in a while, not every time, we'll probably get almost what we want. So we probably should be careful what we ask for. I've learned over the years to be real careful what we ask for. Mark 11:22, it says, And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. That's something that takes practice, and I think it's something that comes from learning that when we say our prayers, once in a while we'll get exactly what we want, and sometimes we won't get exactly what we want. Sometimes we'll get what God thinks we need, and we have to take that and accept it and be willing to take it. Mark 11:23 says, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Well, you know, when some people hear 11:23, they think, oh yeah, that's true. I suppose if I took a shovel and started digging Mount Everest down after thousands of years, I could move it. That's not what God's talking about. God's talking about moving that mountain suddenly. You know, he doesn't mean for you to take a shovel or a spoon and dig Mount Everest up and move it that way. What God does is God can cause an earthquake in time because he's the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He can cause an earthquake in time to move that mountain of trouble, and all of a sudden it just breaks loose and it starts sliding away. Whether it's a sickness, whether it's a blood clot in your body, whether it's a broken leg, something that doesn't seem to be healing, someone that's abusing you, someone that's hurting you, someone that's stealing from you, you need to ask God to move that mountain for you. Don't try to do it all yourself. You know, some people have problems with people, and they go and they try to talk to those people, and it doesn't seem to work. They keep trying and trying and trying. I've seen people do this for years, and it doesn't work. What you have to do is once in a while, you do have to ask someone to forgive you, and you go talk with them and try to settle something. But sometimes that won't work. What you got to do, you got to say, God, I got a mountain here that I need moved. I don't have enough time in my life to move this mountain myself. I need you to do it for me. And then just wait for him to do it. Trust God to do it, and he will do it. Don't ever think that he hasn't heard your prayers. You got to keep sending them up. Mark 11:24 says, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. You know, if you send a letter to someone and you said to them, Could you please send me a basket of tomatoes? Well, you have the expectation that sometime you're going to get all those tomatoes. They're going to come in your house. You're going to cut them up, make sandwiches out of them, put cheese on them, make cheese sandwiches with tomatoes or hamburgers. And you just have a hope that you'll get those tomatoes and you'll be able to find different ways to use them. That's the way our prayers are. We got to ask God, say, Hey, God, I need a basket full of blessings. I need them for different reasons. I don't know exactly why I need some of them, but I know if I get a basket full of those blessings of yours, Lord, I can use them lots of different ways. And you've got to just keep asking God. Don't give up. Keep asking him, and he'll give you those answers in time. Jesus loves us. And Jesus knows what to send us. And sometimes he may send us more than just a basket full of tomatoes. It may be a basket full of blessings. Remember to trust God and don't ever give up, because Jesus loves us so much. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Well, today I just want to say, hang in there. And remember, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sing some songs with me sometime, and be there to sing songs on Sunday too. Someday the Lord will say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant.